Mr. Chair, dear colleagues, at the outset, I would like to mention that we have listened with great interest to the presentation of the concept of resilient energy systems platform and believe it can be an excellent tool for building more resilient energy system in the region. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to briefly reflect upon Armenia's experience in the energy sector. The strategy up to 2040 of the energy sector development was adopted by the government back in 2021. The document sets the following principles, among others, as prerequisite for the energy sector development: inclusive, diversified and independent, clean, efficient and sustainably developing, reliable and safe, digitized and innovative, science-based and highly technological, accessible to everyone, sufficiently available to the vulnerable groups, as well as attractive to investors. This vision will be a basis for making all energy-related decisions, building relationships with neighboring countries regarding the energy sector, integrating into more global electricity markets, and for further developing relationships with our partners. Adhering to the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, particularly Goal 7 and the Paris Agreement, Armenia is making continuous efforts to create an attractive investment environment and legislative framework for the economic development of the potential of renewable energy. This will ensure effective and responsible implementation, as well as large-scale realization of energy efficiency and energy-saving measures. The government of Armenia will be consistent in terms of creating a new culture of energy efficiency. Therefore, we will implement institutional reforms by promoting investments in alternative energy sources that may result in energy efficiency security and environmental regulation of energy efficiency in all spheres of the economy. According to the Energy Sector Development Strategy, among the main objectives is the development of regional markets. In view of regional cooperation, we are aiming to foster and promote cross-border trading, and for this purpose, we reactivated the project of the Caucasus Transmission Network. Dear colleagues, this is briefly about reforms and priorities of Armenia in energy sector I wanted to share with this distinguished committee. I thank you.